Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome into the Eric St. Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Yesterday, the news portion of the show, what a bunch of assholes. Seriously. The idea that, I'm as anti-fucking Musk, anti-Trump as anybody. Hey, Bruce. But I also have a fucking brain, you idiots. So when Musk goes, from my heart, and then puts his hand out, and everyone goes, oh my God, he's just praising Hitler. He's a Nazi. Oh my God, what a bunch of bitches. What a bunch of children who have nothing else to bitch about. You have plenty to bitch about. Look at what Trump did in office that you have plenty to be not happy about. I don't either. He fired all the DEI people. I like those people. That's what you should be pissed about. But you're pissed off at what some billionaire does when he salutes the crowd. Like, he knew what he was doing. He's a Nazi. You fucking idiots. I even had one cock who has my cell phone number. I'm laying in bed at 10, and you know what? I honestly should have never, ever, I don't know why I did this over the years, why I trusted people enough to give them my fucking cell phone number. I am never doing that again, ever, okay? It's the worst thing in the world because people think that it's their personal line to me to tell them to tell me about how they feel about something that I say on the show. It's so fucking annoying. Okay? I wanted to strangle this asshole. It's 10 o'clock at night. I'm laying in bed. And some shithead sends me a goddamn text that says, oh, he Elon did it. He's a Nazi. If you feel so good about it, do it when you're walking on the ice to the next hockey game. Like, dude, what the fuck? So I blocked him. Then I'm like, you know, I'm going to let him know. And I've let this guy know this before because he's an idiot and he takes liberties all the time with the number. I have no idea why in the past I let this guy have the goddamn number, but I'm never doing this again because of this. You have fucked this up. So I sent him a text and said, you know, what did I write? I even forget what I wrote. I woke up today, unblocked him. And I wrote, so I've spoke with you about this before. My phone number is not a direct line for you to fire off some half-cock comment about shit you hear on my show. Knock it off. And he sent me back, thumbs up. I'm like, dude, fuck that shit. All right? It's ridiculous. It's way different. It's way different when you have that pipeline to me. You can't. I always have my fucking phone. Fucking back off. Dumbass. So goddamn annoying. And then on Facebook, it's even worse because I didn't say on the on my Facebook post. I just like on yesterday's show and I had to delete it because people are so ridiculous. All right. I wrote Tuesday, Eric Zane Show podcast. I talked about and then, you know, I wrote Elon's gesture and then whatever else. And there was a picture of Musk putting his hand up. And these people who commented didn't even listen to the show. And had they listened, it'd have been a million times worse. But one of them said, yeah, he's a Nazi. And I go, I don't think he's a Nazi. All right. And so then they're like, well, look at this. His parents were, and look at this. And he said this on this date about this person and this and that. I'm just like, oh, you fucking idiots. These tightly wound pricks. And it's like, you know what you're doing? You're taking a person like me, who's on the fence most of the times about most of these issues, and pushing me over to the other side. That's what you're doing. You make me think, huh, maybe you are a bunch of bitches. All right? Maybe you are fucking ridiculous. God damn, was that annoying. And it was just like comment after comment after comment. People, these long posts with, here's the proof. This is the proof you must see about Elon. It was so dumb. Now, I don't know. I mean, if he is a goddamn Nazi, first of all, I don't give a shit if he is. And I don't think he is. But I still don't think, even if he is a Nazi, I don't think that what he did was what you think it is. You're just looking for shit, all right? On the day of the... hold up. What do you got? Hold up. No, this is not a toy. This goes underneath the leg of the couch so that it slides. You've got all this shit to be pissed off about on Inauguration Day, and that's what this is. You're watching Trump take his victory lap, and this is sour grapes. So you're like, it's like arguing with a child. You know how, like, if you argue with a child and you do anything, and you're 100% in the right, and if you do anything that they can take as, like, you being aggressive or you saying something in a snarky tone, they'll take that and they'll run with that to try to beat you in this argument. That's how it is with a child. And that's what I feel all of you assholes are when it comes to this. Okay? And that's what you're doing. Instead of just doing what you should do, and that is shut your mouth, do better next election, and pick up the pieces and move on. But you are incapable. You're incapable of it. That's why you get bogged down with silly shit and you don't go on with your lives. God. Maureen says, fire off the block on my texter. And the thing is, he's a nice guy. He really is. But he gets so incensed and so with, aha, I gotcha, that it's fucking nuts. So don't text me anymore. All right? Just fucking email it. People who have my text number, no one else abuses that. Nobody else does. Everybody is very respectful. But to just fire off some fucking phone text in the middle of the goddamn night, it pissed me off so fucking bad. Nick says, did you see Elon posted a video of AOC doing the same wave over and over during a speech? Look. Yeah, I know. And I'm not going to say that it didn't look weird. It did look weird with what Musk did. And I understand all the shit that everybody said, oh, look what he did. His mom and dad were Nazis. And all that other shit. I get it. I know. I don't care. I don't care. What is it? What is she doing? Uh, Tyler says, I just got here. I'm going to guess he's talking about Blue State Rob. No. Blob. God, that's embarrassing. His name is not Blob. Did you call me Blob? Did you call me Blob? No, I said Bub. Ah, I might have done that before in the past. Blue State Rob becomes Blob. I think Rob does have my number, but he would never dream about doing that. Yeah, he has my number. And this guy who I'm texting with, I don't remember what happened in the past, but years ago, we got into some fucking fight, and I blocked him from everything. Something happened. I don't recall what. And that was it. I was done. And then out of the blue, he reaches out to me politely and says, hey, can we forget everything that happened and start over? I go, yeah, that's cool. I'm fine. Absolutely. Time passes. Some time ago, I don't remember what about last time, he sent me a text again about something. And I said to him, I go, hey, and I politely this time said, look, I don't want to discuss this with you or anyone. I'm not your goddamn sounding board. It's not open to debate. If I talk about it on the show, no one would have the nerve to come up to me and say, hey, I want to talk about this man to man. Linda says she knows who it is. Send me a text, Linda, and I'll confirm or deny. And it's not Jason Terry. Everybody thinks it's Jason Terry because of the context that I just gave you. It's not. So that's probably who Linda thinks it is. No. Jason Terry is above board. I've gone down this road with people before who there's like write-offs. You know, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. So, yeah, this happened in the past. I go, dude, yeah, we're not doing this. Time passes. He does it again. 10 o'clock at night, laying in bed, I get this fucking text. Shut the fuck up or get out. I don't give a fuck what it is. Either leave or don't bother me. Enjoy the show. That's your only job. Enjoy the fucking show. Dude from Gun Lake. Huh? No. No, ma'am. You're never going to get it. You're never going to get who. Tofus says, so Kenny called you. No. No, Kenny has nothing to do with this. Tyler says, people who are that wrapped up in politics are pieces of shit. You know, I can't go that far. I'll just say about people that would do what this person did are completely like all social boundaries and, you know, things to kind of keep separate in an appropriate way are gone. You said something I don't agree with. So here. I got to send you this. I got to send you this on your personal fucking phone. I don't know what it is, but there's an extra layer of insulation when I get an email. And another thing, change your goddamn tone with me. He absolutely knew what he was doing. Try that while you're walking out on the ice. God damn it. So there you go. I hope you're happy. You had to have known this was coming. I needed to buy 10, 15 minutes today. I was a little lean on what I wanted to talk about. So congrats. God. Tyler says, I feel weird anytime I ever text EZ, LOL. I try to really pick my spots. You know where you're perfect, anybody's sweet spot? If you text me something to talk about on the show. Did you see this? Oh my God, look at this. That is any hour, any day, I don't care. But to deliberately challenge me via text about something that happened on the show, you're out of fucking line. And this is now the third time we've had this fucking talk. I will not have it again. All right? Or, okay, I won't have it again, or just get the fuck out now. I don't care. Because I'm tired of it. I'm over it. Anyway, I had to get that off of my chest so bad, all right, that I even skipped through my opening sponsorship, which is Impact Power Sports. Nick writes, I don't text EZ. EZ texts me. He says, I'll have some new posts next week. Megan says, whoa, I walked into Mad Dad. Yeah, you got to go back. You got to go back. See how this unfolded. Fucking ugly. All right. I hope it's entertaining, though. I know it's somewhat awkward when I lose my shit, but I think it's important. It's like, what the who the fuck do you think you are? And the guys helped me out many times, been very, very sweet and polite, but I'm not going to stand for this type of bullshit. Know your goddamn role. Start your own goddamn podcast and do that. Don't reach out to me directly. Bullshit. This show originates in the Impact Power Sports Studio. One more thing. Let's not have a conversation about what I'm doing right now either. All right? You did this. So just go. Or don't. I don't give a shit what you do. But I don't want to have any more conversations about shit going on here. The Impact Power Sports Studio is where I do this show each and every day. You can go to impactpowersportsmi.com. They're in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. They sell golf carts, Easy Goes, or Yamahas. They sell motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs. Nick just bought a brand new side-by-side for my friends at Impact Power Sports. He's never been happier. Thank you, Nick, for supporting the sponsors. All right. Yesterday, Badger says, I sense P90X rage. That's a perfect segue. Because yesterday, on this show, I talked to Pooh Bear and I was like, yeah, you know, you said you wanted to start working out in the year 2025. What's up? 21 days in. And, you know, she was kind of hemming and hawing. And I said, okay, let's go work out downstairs. So we did. We went downstairs. We turned on P90X. And it was the plyometrics workout. So you're jumping in the air. Like burpees, it's fucking 45 minutes of burpees. It's a pain in the ass. And I said to her, I go, look, don't try to match the guys on the screen. Just take it easy. And she did it. She did a great job. I was very happy with her. I was very proud of her. So I was like worried that if she, you know, went a little too hard, she might be sore today, but not too bad. Not too bad. So that's awesome. Good for her. And then I said to her, I go, well, today is shoulders, biceps, triceps. She goes, well, I have to work at the YMCA. I have to leave it, be there at 3:45. I go, all right, well, I'm going to get this shit done today. We're going to get our ass downstairs. And, you know, it gets me moving, too. I mean, I would end up doing the workout, but I like doing it with her better. That's the only way you do it. You somehow have to get her involved. And then some of the movements she didn't know how to do because it's kind of like they're moving really fast on TV. So, you know, I like pause it. I go, no, this is how you do this one. And then she got it down. It was so cute. It's not easy. Speaking of which, I heard from a member of the audience. I don't want to say who yet. Well, maybe I will. This is a person who also is fluffy, and it's a female. So, you know, Amanda has had a week where her and Jeremy both have been brutalized. It's been worse for Amanda since she wanted to tell us about dropping a lunker in the toilet. No question. It was infuriating. This person writes, easy. I have been struggling with my weight as well. But I am a competitive person, and maybe Amanda is too. Yeah, I doubt it. Maybe you can make her competitive, but let's not forget, Amanda was at this for 1 week, and then she announced, this is hard, and I hate it. That was what she said. Now, I beat her up about that, and she said, you're right, I got to change my attitude. Yeah, you do. But I don't know how competitive Amanda is. I think she's, frankly, I'm not even being mean here. And Linda says, this was not me. This is not Linda. I think I can just say it's Nikki in Maine. I'll just say it. It's Nikki in Maine. Amanda has she's not competitive. All right. So you're going to have to pull her along. I mean, if after week one, you're like, oh, I don't want to do it. It's hard. The funnel cakes are calling. Well, fuck that shit. Megan says, and she tried throwing me under the bus. She did. She did do that. After I was beating her up about taking a poo-poo and announcing it, she tried to claim that Megan did that. And I'm like, I don't remember that. Yeah. Hey, what about Megan? That didn't happen. I thought maybe if she had another lady to do it with/against her, we'd both do a better job. Typically, she said, just a thought. I'll weigh myself today and let you know. I think I need that motivational screaming at me because if I don't lose the weight, I fear the consequences. Yeah, I'll definitely give you shit. Chris says, Megan did talk about lack of poop on vacation, which I do recall it grossing me out. And then Chris says, but I forgot that because it's Megan. Megan writes, that was lack of poop, not taking a giant shit. Oh, you're 100% right. As horrible as it is for you to say you're constipated, lack of poop, it's a billion times worse for Amanda to announce, hey, guess what? Hey, toilet's full of shit. I beached one. Hey. I wrote back to Nikki. Absolutely. I'm harder on her because she's a pain in the ass. Speaking of pain in the ass, I had one when I was taking a shit yesterday. So that's good. So, all right, yeah, you can enter. You can enter the fat-a-thon. Make no mistake, the fat-a-thon is not supposed to be me just being mean. As you know, I've been nothing but supportive when I'm matching the effort. Or I should say my energy matches the energy of the effort. All right? If I get, you guys saying, hey, I did this, I did awesome. Oh, my God, I'm all about it. To pat you on the back. But when your email is multiple lines of excuses and then, oh, by the way, I'm 5 pounds heavier. Yeah, you suck. Okay? That's all there is to it. You just didn't do it. You just didn't want to try. That's all that happened. Let's see. Megan says, I want to be in the fat-a-thon. I just want the accountability to move my ass. Yeah, I don't see the thing about fat-a-thon is you got to give me like a baseline. Give me your story. Now, like Nikki there, she gave me the story of her struggle. Chris says, I cannot wait until ripped Kenny comes back in February. Yeah, I think he might be. That's the only explanation. I'm just anxiously waiting for some type of update. All right. Who are these free beers? Happens Thursday before the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I want to share a clip with you right now. We missed last week. We're back this week with episode number 41. The episode that I pulled from, part of it is from, I think it's about January 9th. And in the episode, Free Beer was super aggressive the whole show. And I it seems like, I don't know if it's because I really dislike Free Beer or he is actually this shitty. Maybe a little column A, maybe a little column B, maybe not. Maybe he actually is this shitty. I think he is pretty shitty because he speaks the most. So he tends to kind of be what you like focus on the most. Does that make sense? But what I want to focus on, and I have more than one clip, but I'm just going to play the first one, and then we'll continue on during Who Are These Free Beers, which is available on Patreon. You can sign up free for 7 days at patreon.com/Eric Zane. When we were together, Free Beer for the longest time, and then he finally just stopped, would always want to, like, do things. Hey, let's hang out. Why don't you come over and I'll order pizza and we'll play video games. And that was fun until eventually, after working with Greg long enough, I didn't want to spend any time outside of work with Greg. And Hot Wings was the same way. And Hot Wings and I talked about that more than once. We're like, yeah, he's a goddamn mess. So, you know, if Greg is going to invite us over, we're going to make up an excuse. And he knows that. At least he knew that. And I don't know how he could have forgotten. But if I'm Greg and I wanted to be friends with Eric and at later on with Hot Wings as well after Eric leaves, like he wanted us to come and hang out. And then we did. And then we stopped because he's fucking annoying. So that was it, and we didn't really like him personally. He was a business partner. So we would always make up excuses. Oh, my God, I can't. You know, because that's what you do. Because the alternative is saying, yeah, I don't like you. All right? Now, Greg at that point should just shut up, accept it, take the L, move on. It wasn't us, it's you. But no one wanted to have that conversation, so no one did. So occasionally, this will manifest on the show. It did, and it still does. And that date was January 9th. because it showed up again. All right. Free Beer busts out some pent-up feelings.
Do you ever wish you could ask your data anything at any time? How are sales this quarter? How is a specific marketing campaign performing? How is the overall health of the business? With Domo's AI and data products platform, you can. Domo lets your team channel AI and data quickly, securely, and innovatively to deliver measurable insights wherever and whenever you need them. Anyone on your team can use Domo to prepare, analyze, visualize, automate, and distribute data amplified by AI. Domo goes beyond productivity. It's designed to transform your processes and drive real growth, powered by trust, flexibility, and years of expertise in data and AI innovation. Data is hard. Domo is easy. Learn how Domo can help you make smarter moves faster at ai.domo.com. That's ai.domo.com.
So in this clip, while Hot Wings talks about why he's kind of a homebody, he never really does anything. And while Hot Wings is explaining why he is the way he is, Free Beer hears something he doesn't like that triggers him. And he jumps in, kind of interrupting Hot Wings while he is mid-thought to make things super awkward. And this is how that sounded.
I don't think it would be either. And I think you'd be really funny even if you didn't care for it. It wouldn't be, I hate this. It would be, no. I tried this and I'm never doing it again in a really funny way.
I very rarely do something that I end up not enjoying in some way. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't always want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that I will have a bad time. It's just like, sometimes I just don't feel like it.
Do you think if you made yourself start doing it, you would enjoy things more?
I mean, I do. Usually if people ask me to do something, unless I legitimately cannot do it, I will say yes. I just don't have nearly
That is so hurtful for the last 20 years when I have asked you to do things before I gave up and stopped trying. All the times you'd go, yeah, let me get back to you. And then I'd ask you and go, oh, I forgot. Never mind.
So he's continuing. He's like furthering the conversation. He asks Hot Wings a question who honestly answers. And then he fucking bashes his face in.
I like it. Do you think if you made yourself start doing it, you would enjoy things more?
So, Freebird's politely asking, yeah, you know, maybe get out of your comfort zone and try things. And Hot Wings honestly answers, and then this happens.
I mean, I do. Usually if people ask me to do something, unless I legitimately cannot do it, I will say yes. I just don't have nearly
That is so hurtful for the last 20 years when I have asked you to do things before I gave up and stopped trying. All the times you'd go, yeah, let me get back to you. And then I'd ask you and go, oh, I forgot. Never mind.
That type of aggressiveness and him interrupting Hot Wings as he was giving his answer is precisely why we never wanted to hang out with Greg. He's an asshole. That's how an asshole behaves. Sets up Hot Wings, who starts to answer, interrupts him, and fucking shuts him down mid-sentence. Oh, my God. What a goddamn dick. Oh. Oh. That's horrible. Oh, shit. Comments. David, ouch. Tophus, whoa. Chris, oof. Jeremy, oh no. Tophus says that has been sitting deep in the bullpen. Chris writes, awkward. Ugh. Yoda World says that's you never texted me back energy. Jeremy says, Greg, talk about this with your therapist, not your coworkers on air. Oh, hey, O'Neill. My heart dog is here. Tophus says he doesn't want to hang out with you because you're an asshole, Greg. G-R-I-E-G. Showbro Michael says, what a baby. You want to hear it again? I know I do. And by the way, after that, there was no reaction. They just kind of like glossed it over and kept going. But Freebeer's not done. Let me just tell you that. He's not done. And that's where the rest of the audio will continue on Patreon when we do Big Fraud Thursday. Who are these Freebeers? Coming up Thursday night.
I don't think it would be either. And I think you'd be really funny even if you didn't care for it. It wouldn't be, I hate this. It would be, no. I tried this and I'm never doing it again in a really funny way.
I very rarely do something that I end up not enjoying in some way. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't always want to do it.
You notice how Kelly talks and then Hot Wings talks and they're allowing each other the space. That's how conversations work typically.
I don't think it would be either. And I think you'd be really funny even if you didn't care for it. It wouldn't be, I hate this. It would be, no. I tried this and I'm never doing it again in a really funny way.
I very rarely do something that I end up not enjoying in some way. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't always want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that I will have a bad time. It's just like, sometimes I just don't feel like it.
Do you think if you made yourself start doing it, you would enjoy things more?
Okay, so that's when Freebeer's being polite. Hot Wings' response triggers that, and then he's like, fuck you, here I come. I'm going to fuck everything up here.
I mean, I do. Usually if people ask me to do something, unless I legitimately cannot do it, I will say yes. I just don't have nearly the...
That is so hurtful for the last 20 years when I have asked you to do things before I gave up and stopped trying. All the times you'd go, yeah, let me get back to you, and then I'd ask you and go, oh, I forgot, never mind.
Oh, shit. This is on the radio. I mean, that's so annoying. My God, to just, here you go. Here, take this plate of shit. Oh, God. Chris describes it as bulldozer Greg steps in. Dave says, real men don't say, that is so hurtful. Tovis writes, wow. Jeremy says, Greggy is the guy who always invited himself to places with groups of people, then ruins it by being a sad sack. Tovis says, I hope this is the beginning of the end. Starman says, it's like he's trying to bring back 1930s radio drama. There's more to that, and I can't wait to share. I've been talking about this for weeks. When I heard that, I remember where I was. I was on US 131 headed north to let Cece out, my daughter's dog. And I went, what the fuck? And I've been promoting it. I was like, Jesus Christ, Freebeer loses his shit on Hot Wings. You won't believe this. So I don't think I undersold it at all. I mean, I don't think I oversold it at all. In fact, I think I undersold it. That is ugly. Way to go, Greg. Jesus. I'm excited to share that with you coming up on Thursday. All right. I've been drinking water because, you know why I'm drinking water. I'm thirsty and I'm having some issues. So I've been drinking water. I'm going to take a break in a second here. Hang on. Oh, my God. Before I do that, though, I do want to welcome in some of the sponsors that are making this show happen. As always, a great group. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now and refinance later. 231-332-6505. So, yeah, you know, I mean, my God. Get after it and get into your home today. Make Mario part of that conversation when it comes to your mortgage needs. He can help you no matter where you are in the U.S. Just call him and mention me, 231-332-6505. There are plenty of people that you can call upon to get a mortgage, and I'm not saying don't call the other ones. Just give Mario a chance to win you over with his business, or win you over with your business with what he tells you he can do for you. First-time home buyers are encouraged to step forward to the front of the line. I don't know why I can't talk today. Probably all this talk about free beer. Anyway, so there you go. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. It is tax time. That's disgusting. I hate that. I hate this time of year because I'm always like, oh, fuck, I got to get my shit together. But that's all you got to do. Just get your paperwork together, and you're going to pass it off to my friends over at Tag Accounting from no matter where you are in the U.S. Boom! From Three Point Land. Tag Accounting online at tagcpa.net. You can call 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516. Or just go to the website. All that information is there, tagcpa.net. If you're self-employed, you need a pro to take care of the books for the business. They do that too at Tag Accounting. They can run your payroll for you, all those things. That's what they do for me. So great partners of mine. And, yeah, get your personal taxes done with Tag Accounting. Anywhere in the U.S., you're going to upload your material via their online portal, and then you're off and running. Thank you so much to Tag Accounting, tagcpa.net. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. Get your car, EV, or hybrid repaired or maintained by the good folks at Irvine's, smack dab in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ervines.com, ervines.com. You can check them out online and see all of the Google reviews from customers just like me that have had nothing but outstanding moments where they've exceeded the expectation of what it takes to maintain or repair a vehicle. 616-532-6600. All right. Before I go, just remember this last moment of Zen before I go potty.
You would enjoy things more?
I mean, I do. Usually if people ask me to do something, unless I legitimately cannot do it, I will say yes. I just don't have nearly
That is so hurtful for the last 20 years when I have asked you to do things before I gave up and stopped trying. All the times you'd go, yeah, let me get back to you. And then I'd ask you and go, oh, I forgot. Never mind.
Holy shit. I wonder if he's ever able to hear that back, like in a in a perfect world, he hears this and goes, yeah, I did sound like a fucking idiot. Dofus says he's straight up ass bent. God damn. I am just over the moon at how that audio of Greg played. How you heard it and how you, because when you hear it, when you're listening to it as it's happening on his podcast. And then you like pull the clip and you're like, I think this is going to be really interesting. And so I'm just tickled at the reaction of that piece of shit, Greg, being such the bitch that he is. What's crazy is that him saying that is the reason why he's not liked. That type of response like that. It's so goddamn rude. You know, Greg's an asshole. I wish Hot Wings would have said, well, that response right there is why. I mean, I'm trying to be tactful. First of all, if you were smart and not an emotional pussy, you would understand that this is supposed to be a professional program. And all you're doing there is attacking me. And I'm professional enough that I'm going to sweep that under the rug and keep moving. And you have no sense at all. My God. Yoda World says, I'm sure when he hears it, he hears Sarah McLachlan's I Will Remember You playing in the background. Tovin says, nobody wants to hang out with me. Boo-hoo. Nick writes, yeah, the rich like Okay, I hold on. They're getting into a conversation about taxes. What the fuck? Yoda World says, here's how you handle it off air. Getting coffee or whatever you want, just bluntly say, it's me, isn't it? Not on air to browbeat. Enough with the browbeating. It's not done. Wait till you hear the rest of it. Yoda World, are you not on my Patreon? God damn it. You got to hear this shit, you fucker. Yoda World is one of a handful of people that discovered this show because of my efforts on Who Are These Broadcasters, which is outstanding. He says, no, I'm not. Give me a few weeks. I will be. Sign up for the free one, cock. Then you can hear this as it happens. All right. Where was I? What do I want to talk about? Oh, my God. I know what I want to talk about. So, when it comes to our beloved NFK, my brother-in-law, as you know, lives with us. I think I've got everybody caught up to speed as to how this is. He's very unique. I don't know if it's the brain surgery he had, the lobotomy, frontal lobe lobotomy, which damaged his filter to stop the epileptic seizures. I don't know if it's the years of grand mal seizures. I don't know if it's the years of alcohol abuse. I don't know if it's the very, very powerful anti-seizure medication that he's taken for most of his life. I'm not sure why, but he's fucked. Okay? Before I get into this story, let me just kick the people out of the show from Facebook. Sorry, I don't mean to. But the rest of the show is available on Twitch. Thank you. Chris writes, you can always spot an NFK story by how your volume and tone shifts. So true. Megan says he had a lobotomy. Yeah, he absolutely had a lobotomy. People think that that's just something that was archaic. And no, there actually is a spot in brain surgery for a lobotomy. They went in and removed a portion of his brain. And they also severed the hemispheres so that the electrical impulses would stop arcing, as it was described to me. In fact, the brain is supposed to be sponge-like. And this portion that they removed was large and hard like a piece of wood. That was the damaged area of the brain. Megan says, did it work out better for him than for Rosemary? Yeah, that's the Rosemary's Baby reference. Yeah, and who was the Kennedy? One of the Kennedys had it, one of the Kennedy daughters. But they would, like, go into the nose and just, like, start yanking shit out, I think. This was actually open brain surgery. It cured him of his epilepsy, but obviously he's got some issues. We have space issues and volume issues. And it involves opening and closing cabinets. Megan says, oh, I thought the Kennedy was Rosemary. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was combining things in history. I was combining a film with actually Rosemary Kennedy. Sorry about that. So he'll be standing there like, and if he opens up a cupboard, now he has the ability, I think, to grab the and just close the cupboard, but he just hits it like he's slapping it across the fucking face. So if he's downstairs in the kitchen, it's everything's banging. Like, you know, the hinges that hang that the doors are, the cabinet doors, they fall off. Like, I have to go in and like tighten shit down because he just whammo microwave whammo fridge, whammo, everything just gets fucking slammed. All right. And as I've described to you, you cannot tell them to do, hey, buddy, stop slamming the cupboards. All right. It just goes in one ear and out the other. And I learned that long ago. And you'll just drive yourself crazy. All right. If you have to bust him about everything. Chris says he palm smacks the cupboard and says, fuck you, N-word. Fuck you, N-word. Fuck you, N-word. Chris says, is someone breaking in? No, just making some Hot Pockets. Are you? So there's that. And then there's the messes we've talked about. One of the things I can't stand is he'll prepare a sandwich right on the countertop. So he'll drop the bread down like fucking Tom Cruise shuffling it in War of the Worlds, dealing the bread out. And then he throws it at the fucking window and it sticks there. So he'll put the bread out. He'll make the goddamn sandwich. And it's not like shitty Wonder Bread. It's like really good 12 grain rye. So it's a little bit, got a little oil to it, I guess. I don't know. It leaves a mark on the goddamn, like he'll take the meat and just lay it on the fucking countertop. And then he puts all this shit together and it's a disaster. And then he puts the sandwich away and then he'll eat it 3 hours later. And then he puts the shit away, and then on the countertop, you can see the, you know, meat juice and the bread oils all just there. And if you look at it, like, right in the, if you're just looking straight down at it, you can't really see it because of the way the countertop is laid out, the style of it, I guess, the marble. But if you kind of like put it in the light, you can see all sorts of like smeg and shit on there. You got to fucking wipe it all down. So that's my job. I have to do that. And yes, I've told him 8 million fucking times to clean that fucking shit up. And it started out nice. And then after about 3 times, I'm like, how many times do I have to fucking tell you? I'm like, I'm talking to the guy who texted me the other day, last night. So it's just, so I'm like, I just gave up. It's easier just to clean up after him, a million times easier. And then I'm not getting stressed out. So he basically just destroys the kitchen and like, hey, that's fine. I'm just going to clean it up. No big deal. It's part of my job. Part of my job. So these are all heaven points for me. When I describe these things to people, they say, God, you're a saint. And I'm like, I know that. I absolutely am. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you put up with it. I go, well, it's you accept it and you move on. All right. Matt says sandwich smeg everywhere. Tyler says, I like to call the mysterious smears NFK roulette. You don't know if it's peanut butter, Nutella, poop, or whatever other spreadable thing he's got on his flippers for the day. Which, by the way, we had an incident concerning peanut butter. So he's got his own fucking peanut butter and his own goddamn jelly. And because the way I've seen him do this, he'll put the peanut butter on, he'll put the jelly on, he'll put the peanut butter on, lick the goddamn knife, put it in the jelly. I'm just like, so we have our own, I take the peanut butter, and in the laundry room, we have like this craft area where you can do shit. And there's all these cabinets, tons of cabinets. And I've got peanut butter in there. So that's where I keep the peanut butter that the people who are not cavemen will eat. And we'll just get that. And then my jam is in the refrigerator outside. And not only does he do that, but he usually gets about 3 or 4 ounces of peanut butter on his flippers, and then he'll grab the peanut butter like this, and he'll put it back in the cupboard so there's palm prints all over. And then if you open up the peanut butter, you can see jelly in it, jam in it, and you know, it's completely contaminated. It's horrible. So the first 100 times I mentioned it, and then he does not do it. So I'm like, okay, well, this is, I will adapt. If you cannot do these basic things, I am not going to get all wound up about it. I'm just going to adapt. All right. So he has never put me in any spot where I cannot adapt to it. My job, part of my job, is to adapt and to clean up after that fucker. Pooh Bear does too. And it's a problem because the fucker uses 2 bathrooms downstairs. It's like he's going to go and destroy one, and then he's going to go and destroy the other. So now I've said to him, I go, hey, there's 2 down here. Pick one. You pick it. And then we will clean the one. Doesn't happen. I had somebody say, Easy, how in the world can you like tell these stories and like feel good about yourself? I was like, fuck you. This is my goddamn therapy. Who else am I going to fucking talk to about this? I've got less friends than Greg. I take it back. I have a lot of friends. The best ones are the ones that don't text me in the middle of the night about Elon Musk. Yeah, that stung. Fucking A. Got complete inappropriate fucking betrayal. Tofa says, who said that? Tell them to put up with that shit and see how they react. Oh, yeah. Oh, I did. So the new thing is I'm in the kitchen and I'm making a cup of coffee. So I put the little Keurig pot thing in there and I put my cup and I press the button and I'm going to stand there and wait for it. So coffee maker to my right and the butcher's block full of knives right next to it. Most people would say, hey, can I jump in there and get this and grab that knife? Not him. Out of the corner of my eye, this hand comes in, like right across my fucking face. He grabs a knife. It's like this. And he just pulls it right in front of me. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Did I say anything? No. I'm not going to. Much easier to write a note, NFK has space issues, and talk about it on the fucking podcast. Holy shit. There was one more thing, too, that I wrote down. Oh, fucking A. This is great. So when Pooh Bear went to Kentucky, she brought home some of this mutton. It's like in these packages of this Moonlight restaurant in Owensboro. It's fucking awesome barbecue. So she brought enough to freeze it. So we ate the first batch, and then it had been freezing. She brought the second batch out just the other day, so it's thawing out. And now, this is the dialogue, the level of dialogue that we get from him, because he doesn't have the ability to say anything not pissed off. Like, he's not, but he sounds like it. And it's, you're kind of like, wait, what? And still the same moment, he's gotten the knife, and I'm standing there waiting for the coffee to finish. He goes, there's some fucking mutton in the fucking fridge. Where'd that come from? And I go, yeah. It was frozen. It's thawed it out. Yeah, Pooh brought it back from Owensboro. Did she? Yes. I love that shit. I'm going to have me some of that. And I'm like, it's just so off-putting. It's like, that is not a normal conversation. Diana had to get in his shit over the weekend. I might have talked about this. It just happened. I don't know if it was over the weekend or maybe the weekend before that. Darla's acting like an asshole trying to get after the cat. I think I did tell the story. And she's kind of whining. She's trying to get after the cat, and the cat's hiding in the couch, somewhere in the couch, and the dog knows it. And from the other side of the room, you hear, yeah, Darla, she was here fucking first. And I look at Pooh Bear. She looks at me, and I'm like, oh, boy, he's in trouble. So she doesn't like that type of tone. And she said, that's what cats and dogs do, Kevy. And I'm like, oh, my God. She's got less patience than I do. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.